13.05 UTC, 14.05 local time. Here are our major happenings in regions with me, Bertrand Assamba. First, the headlines. Social actors are calling on authorities and other stakeholders to address the housing deficit in major cities. The call came as Cameroon joined the rest of the world in observing World Habitat Day. Manioc cocoa farmers have accepted to follow official procedures for their cocoa exports to avoid all surprises. Those were the headlines, and now the news in greater details. The city of Douala continues to witness population growth, which comes along with more constructions. An important part of this urban development is the norms and standards that authorities have been focusing on through different projects to make the city more livable. Roslyn Forza tells us more.
By virtue of its geographical location, the city of Douala is one which needs more concern to make it more conducive to the population. The Douala City Council has, however, taken a lot of measures in this light, including the fight against flood and waste management. Marie Dine Azogo is deputy mayor of the city.
The city is inside the sun, inside water, and what we are struggling to make that population have a good habitation. This year, we are a bit free from inundation.
Through initiatives like the Clean City Project, everyone feels concerned with ensuring a great habitat.
To make all the habitation habitable by removing waste, by working to drain.
In terms of building, the population appreciates the growth, especially with the creation of new neighborhoods.
The city council has done great in sensitizing the population on the need to meet standards when it comes to construction. And this reflects more in new neighborhoods like Lundi.
The city of Douala in particular is experiencing some level of modernization in terms of housing and other amenities. They're meeting construction standards. That I cannot tell you for sure.
Architects like Pascal Mani, however, wish that the council should put more effort into making sure pedestrian paths and roadsides are not owned by traders. Roslyn Forsa, CRTV News, Douala.
50 low-cost houses, a school, a dispensary, and most constructed by the philanthropic organization Islamic Health have been handed over to the beneficiary population of Borongo Nganga subdivision in the Adamawa region. The senior divisional officer of VINA, Valerie Norbert Quella, lauded efforts in improving housing conditions in the division. Ayuk John Ashu completes that story from Goundary.
Habo of the State University and other higher education institutions, Ngaundere faces housing shortage due to an ever-increasing population, with some people living in unsafe conditions. The newly constructed low housing scheme, including a school, water supply, a dispensary, and a mosque in the outskirts of the city, therefore comes as a timely solution. Muhammadu Umaru, country manager of Islamic Help Cameroon.
We are addressing social housing, education, health to fill the gap that can help people in need.
At the inauguration ceremony, the senior division officer for VINA, Norbert Valerie Quella, urged residents to make frugal use of the facilities which complement government's effort in providing decent housing to the population.
The beneficiary should maintain perfect state those houses to put hand in deck so that after years the houses remain in the perfect condition.
The newly inaugurated infrastructure officially becomes the landed property of the Nganga Council in VINA Division. Goundary, Ayuk John Ashu, CRTV.
In the North region, the town of Garoua displays a new look day in, day out. A shining face that has been realized over the years thanks to the efforts of decentralized local authorities and the Ministry of Urban Development and Housing. Julius Neba reports.
The North Region's headquarter, Garoua, is truly a modern city. and privileged to be one of the regions that hosted a pool during the 2021 AFCON, Garwa is a beaming town that welcomes its visitors any day, any time. In addition to the challenge of fully occupying the 100 low-cost housing rooms in the Bukle neighborhood, Garwa is gradually adhering to the urbanization plan. Bubakari Tumba is the regional delegate for urban development and housing for the North region.
It is a question of how land is managed. All municipalities have their limitations, so mayors cannot do without urban development planning. This because with an urban development plan, a mayor can decide that I would build a school here and I can build a hospital there. In the three municipalities of the city of Garwa, the mayors are determined to keep their council areas clean and attractive. Alum Gaga, mayor of the Garwa One Council.
The council has two main markets. The small market in Yelwa and the reconstructed market, popularly known as Marché Mbororo. We also have other markets in the peripheries, like the Jambutu, Urolabo, and Jaje markets.
To officials of the North region, World Habitat Day is an ideal opportunity to promote achievements and work towards improving housing environments far from natural calamities. Julius Neba, CRTV News, Garwa.
You're listening to the regional news live from Yaoundé. Cocoa farmers in Manyu Division have resolved to follow the official channels for exporting their harvest. The Manyu Cocoa Farmers Union organized an informed session on the issue, laying emphasis on the need to pay the expected custom duties at the border post. Kiki Shi Lawrence reports.
The forum comes following the concern from the Cocoa and Coffee Board that Cameroon is losing much from the illegal export of cocoa, especially to neighboring Nigeria. The organizers reiterated that farmers are free to sell their produce to any buyer, provided it is assessed and registered at the customs post. Mr. Tabe Obenbison is the president of the Manyu Cocoa Farmers Union.
We will make sure ourselves helping the government that if cocoa is being taken to the warehouses in a cock, this cocoa, the customs must control this cocoa before it is exit.
Meantime, the farmers raised some challenges facing them, a major one being the poor state of the roads. Mr. Ray Mathias and Ayamba Samson are cocoa farmers who attended the meeting.
Don't have roads. If this union for farm to market roads for do our transportation. In Nigeria, there's a lot of competition, more than the one of Cameroon. Cameroon had a system of market of which when they say a kilogram of cocoa is 800, it stands on 800, and everywhere you go, they are taking 800.
Manyu Division is a major cocoa production area in the Southwest region that sells much of their harvest to neighboring Nigeria. Kikishi Lawrence, CRTV, Boya.
In education, the campuses of the many faculties of the University of Bertra officially opened yesterday, October 7, with staff and students in attendance. On this occasion, the University of Bertra's rector, Professor Emmanuel Peck Ngem, examined a number of facilities to make sure courses began in a secure and hygienic setting. Details with Celestine Sumbele in Bertra.
Students of the University of Bertra began the new academic year 2024-2025 despite the intense downpour that occurred in the early hours of the morning. The freshmen's expression were engulfed with joy and excitement in their first day of classes.
My name is Simon Aguilio Lingasintia. I'm a student in first level, trilingual, particularly Russian. I prefer to choose Russian because it's one of the few languages studied here in Cameroon. And since it is the first time here in Bertra that they are installing this faculty, I prefer to choose it because I'm seeing the opportunity and the advantages. I think that in many years until now, Russian people are interacting with Cameroon.
My name is Liano Chumela Emmanuel Senchish, and I choose to do Chinese trilingual letters. I choose Chinese because, first of all, I like their culture, their way of living, and first of all, they are well fully developed.
During an inspection visit of the several faculties, Professor Emmanuel Peknyem, rector of the University of Bertra, expressed his satisfaction with the attendance of both staff and students. Over 4,000 more students are expected to enroll this year, in addition to close to 10,000 enrolled students, thanks to the rapid growth of its faculties and departments. Celestine Sumbele, CRTV, Betwa.
And most Yaoundé city dwellers believe that pet names have highly shaped their beliefs and perception, while others still keep fresh memories about their childhood pet names. A few others hold that some of these names have negatively shaped their destinies. Lekete Gertrude Asungazi of CRTB Center talked to some individuals and put together the following report.
Pet names, mostly used by mothers to many in the center region, created a feeling of belonging, love, particularly when she expected certain household chores to be done.
Your mother will just refer to you as mom and you'll be like, wow, so she can call me mom too. So when mom calls you mom to do something, that's when you're just feeling sick inside you. Once in a while, when somebody refers to you as mom, you just feel excited.
Many inhabitants of Yaoundé have grown up keeping fresh and exciting memories of their childhood pet names.
I remember when I was still very small, they used to call me this pet name, Boys Go, Baby Kem, and even at this point when I grown, these names are just not leaving me. Each time that I'm being called this name, I feel this degree of love from the people that are calling me the names.
However, another group of people think that their childhood nicknames weren't romantic.
They were calling me that Big Mommy, Big Mommy, Big Mommy. So now, when I came to Yaoundé, many people in the village, they never even knew my English name. When I go to our village meeting, they will still be calling again that Big. I was not very happy. And I told them that my name is Emilia.
Some of these pet names are still being used, even as the individual attain the age of maturity. Lekiate Gertrude Asungazi, Regional News Center.
This report by Lekiate Gertrude Asungazi takes us to the end of this edition of the Regional News, in which you heard that social actors are calling on authorities and other stakeholders to address the housing deficit in major cities in Cameroon. The call came as Cameroon joined the rest of the world in observing World Habitat Day. And manual cocoa farmers have accepted to follow official procedures for their cocoa exports to avoid all surprises. This edition of the news was produced by Patrick Oscar Afan. I've been Bertrand Osambay in Yaoundé.